Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I am Ashok Ojha with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon youth to come forward to save elderly from cyber fraud, reiterates there is no provision of digital arrest. Addressing Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani, Prime Minister Modi urges youth of non-political background to join politics, says special campaigns will be run to connect 1 lakh youth. The PM says enrollment of girl cadets in NCC rises to 40% from 25%. Centre convenes all-party meeting ahead of winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Newly elected MLAs of India Bloc to meet in Ranchi today to elect their leader. India rejects $300 billion annual deal for climate finance at COP29, calls it insufficient. And in Test cricket, India in strong position against Australia takes lead of over 450 runs on day 3. Yashasvi Jaiswal smashes 161 runs. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called upon the tech-savvy youth to save the elderly from the risk of cyber fraud and reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest in the government. Addressing 116th episode of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister stressed that the elderly are the most common victims of such crimes and it is everyone's responsibility to keep them safe from cyber fraud. PM cited a couple of youths who are working selflessly for the society and are motivating others as well.
Hame baar baar logo ko samjhana hoga ki digital arrest naam ka sarkar mein koi bhi pravdhan nahi hai. Ye sarasar jhoot logo ko phasane ka ek shadyantra hai. Mujhe khushi hai ki hamare yuva saathi is kaam mein पूरी संवेदनशीलता से हिस्सा ले रहे हैं और दूसरों को भी प्रेरित कर रहे हैं।
Mr. Modi announced that on the 162nd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda next year, Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held in Delhi. The country celebrates Youth Day on 12th of January every year to mark Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. 2,000 such youth selected from villages, blocks, districts and states will gather at Bharat Mandapam for the dialogue.
नए युवाओं को राजनीति से जोड़ने के लिए देश में कई तरह के विशेष अभियान चलेंगे. विकसित भारत यंग लीडर्स डायलॉग भी ऐसा ही एक प्रयास है. इसमें देश और विदेश से एक्सपर्ट्स आएंगे. मैं भी इसमें ज्यादा से ज्यादा समय उपस्थित रहूंगा. तो आप भी तैयार हो जाइए. जो भारत के भविष्य का निर्माण करने वाले हैं उनके लिए ये बहुत बड़ा मौका आ रहा है.
Mentioning that till 2014 the elderly had to go to the banks to submit life certificate, Mr. Modi said digital life certificate DLC has made things simpler for the people now. He added that with such efforts the number of people receiving DLC has crossed 80 lakh mark. Among these, more than 2 lakh are elderly people who are above 80 years of age. On the occasion of NCC Day today, Mr. Modi noted with satisfaction that the enrollment of girl cadets in NCC has risen to almost 40% from 25%. About 14 lakh youth were associated with NCC in 2014. Now, more than 20 lakh youth are associated with NCC in 2024.
NCC ka naam samne aate hi, hame school, college ke din yaad aa jaate hain. मैं स्वयं भी एनसीसी कैडेट रहा हूं, इसलिए पूरे विश्वास के साथ कह सकता हूं कि इससे मिला अनुभव मेरे लिए अनमोल है. एनसीसी युवाओं में अनुशासन, नेतृत्व और सेवा की भावना पैदा करती है.
Recalling his recent visits abroad, Prime Minister Modi said, "The Indian diaspora is helping preserve and promote Indian culture." Stating that a mini India dwells in Guyana, and Mr. Modi said, the people of Indian origin in Guyana are leading the country in every field today.
Bharat se hazaron kilometer dur, Guyana mein bhi ek mini Bharat basta hai. Bharatiya mool ke log, rajniti, vyapar, shiksha aur sanskriti ke har kshetra mein Guyana ka netrutva kar rahe hain. Guyana ke rashtrapati डॉक्टर इरफान अली भी भारतीय मूल के हैं, जो अपनी भारतीय विरासत पर गर्व करते हैं।
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी आल्सो अर्ज्ड यूथ फ्रॉम फैमिलीज विदाउट पॉलिटिकल बैकग्राउंड टू जॉइन पॉलिटिक्स। ही डिक्लेयर्ड दैट इन द नेक्स्ट फ्यू मंथ्स मेनी स्पेशल कैंपेन्स विल बी रन इन द कंट्री टू कनेक्ट 1 लाख सच यूथ टू पॉलिटिक्स। He mentioned that the Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign has crossed the important milestone of planting 100 crore trees in just 5 months. The Prime Minister was happy to note that people from all over the country participated in this campaign.
इस अभियान ने 100 करोड़ पेड़ लगाने का अहम पड़ाव पार कर लिया है, वो भी सिर्फ 5 महीनों में। ये हमारे देशवासियों के अथक प्रयासों से ही संभव हुआ। एक पेड़ माँ के नाम अभियान अब दुनिया के दूसरे देशों में भी फैल रहा है।
मिस्टर मोदी आल्सो टच्ड अपॉन द वैनिशिंग स्पैरोज फ्रॉम आवर सिटीज, एम्फसाइजिंग दैट स्पैरोज प्ले एन इम्पोर्टेंट रोल इन मेंटेनिंग बायोडायवर्सिटी। ही एक्सप्रेस्ड कंसर्न दैट स्पैरोज आर हार्डली विजिबल इन सिटीज टुडे ड्यू टू इंक्रीजिंग अर्बनाइजेशन। In Jharkhand, newly elected MLAs of India Bloc will meet this afternoon in Ranchi today to elect their leader. The meeting has been convened at official residence of Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Newly elected legislators of JMM, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML will attend the meeting.
Newly elected legislators of JMM, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML will attend the meeting. Hemant Soren is set to be elected leader of India Bloc Legislature Party. After his election as leader, Hemant Soren is scheduled to meet Governor Santosh Gangwar at 4 p.m. and will stake the claim to form a new government in the state. In 81-member assembly, India Bloc secured 56 seats. On the other hand, BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. One seat went to Jharkhand Loktantrik Krantikari Morcha. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
Meanwhile, Jharkhand Congress Party has taken decision to authorize party president to nominate leader of party legislators. Party in charge Ghulam Ahmed Mir said this decision was unanimously taken at a meeting of newly elected party legislators in Ranchi. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session of the parliament beginning tomorrow. Talking to reporters after the all-party meeting convened by the government in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju urged opposition parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during the session.
हम सिर्फ अनुरोध यही करते हैं कि सदन अच्छा से चले, हंगामा ना हो, कोई भी विषय पार्लियामेंट में रखता है तो शांति पूर्वक उस विषय को चर्चा होगा तो बहुत लाभ मिलेगा। हर सदस्य चर्चा में भाग लेना चाहता है, लेकिन सदन अच्छी तरह से चलना चाहिए।
The all-party meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The winter session will commence tomorrow and will continue till 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th of November on account of commemoration of Constitution Day. In Maharashtra, activities for the government formation is gradually picking up pace. The Mahayuti of BJP Shiv Sena and the NCP won with a landslide victory. Hectic parleys are underway in their respective party folds. Senior BJP leader yesterday stated that before deciding the name of the new chief minister, the legislative party meetings of all three parties will take place separately. A meeting of Nationalist Congress Party leader is underway at the residence of party chief Ajit Pawar. BJP Maharashtra chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule also chaired a meeting in Mumbai with party leaders. Shiv Sena Legislative Party is also going to hold a meeting later in the day. The term of the current assembly ends on November 26, before which the new government should come into existence. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the Odisha Parv 2024 program in New Delhi today. He will also address the gathering on the occasion. Odisha Parv is a flagship event conducted by Odiga Samaj, a trust in New Delhi. Through it, they have been engaged in providing valuable support towards preservation and promotion of Odia heritage. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on Air app. At COP29 in Baku, Azerbaijan, world leaders agreed on the Baku finance goal, committing $1.3 trillion in climate finance for developing countries by 2035. This includes a core annual target of $300 billion, tripling the previous $100 billion goal. Despite the progress, developing nations, including India, criticized the agreement as insufficient, calling for greater ambition to address urgent climate needs. India's Secretary of Ministry of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Leena Nandan, said, "The goal is too little and too distant." She said, "Our estimate tells us we need to do $1.3 trillion by 2030, yet we have only $300 billion a year." External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake a three-day visit to Italy beginning today. He will travel to Fiji to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting, where India has been invited as a guest country. He is also expected to meet his counterparts from Italy and other participating nations in the G7-related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. Bhutanese Prime Minister Tsering Tobgay will arrive in New Delhi today on a three-day visit to India. He will take part in a program in Delhi tomorrow and depart on Tuesday afternoon. Mr. Tobgay had visited India in March, his first foreign trip, after assuming the charge of the top office in January. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, the results of Creative Minds of Tomorrow, CMOT, were announced today. The film Gullu by Team Green won the Best Film Award, which also got a team a cash reward of 5 lakh rupees. Pushpendra Kumar from the same team won the Best Actor Award. Vishakha Naik of the film titled Love Flicks Subscription received the Best Actress Award. Speaking to Akashwani, Pushpendra described the CMOT as a truly great experience. He also expressed gratitude to IFFI for supporting young filmmakers in completing their short films on time.
CMOT NFDC is a great platform to be in. आप यहाँ आते हैं, as an actor काम करते हैं, आपको तुरंत script मिलती है, 48 घंटों के अंदर आपको preparation करनी होती है, नए नए लोगों से मिलना पड़ता है और ये सब आपको provide कराता है IFFI और इतनी अच्छी opportunities देकर जहाँ पर आपको सारी चीज़ें provide की जाती है, रहने से लेकर के, जाने से लेकर के, shoot preparation से लेकर के और जो बड़े बड़े industry में काम करने वाले लोग हैं उन सबसे workshop हमको मिलती है तो ये वर्कशॉप बहुत हेल्प करती है थी।
A selected group of 100 young participants chosen for the contest was divided into 5 teams of 20 members each and they were tasked with creating a short film within a span of 48 hours. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar today paid their tributes to Guru Tegh Bahadur on his Martyrdom Day. In a social media post, the president said, "Guru Tegh Bahadur was a great spiritual guide and a true patriot who promoted love and unity and encouraged people to fight for truth and justice." The Vice President said that his unparalleled sacrifice in defending the fundamental rights of humanity will remain an eternal source of inspiration for generations to come. In cricket, India were 422 for 6 against Australia in post-tea session of third day of the opening test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy when reports last came in. At Optus Stadium in Perth, Australia currently, the visitors held a strong lead of 468 runs with the help of Yashasvi Jaiswal's 161 runs. And now, before we end this bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi calls upon youth to come forward to save elderly from cyber fraud, reiterates there is no provision of digital arrest. Addressing Mann Ki Baat on Akashwani, Prime Minister Modi urges youth of non-political background to join politics, says special campaigns will be run to connect 1 lakh youth. PM says enrollment of girl cadets in NCC rises to 40% from 25%. Centre convenes all-party meeting ahead of winter session of Parliament beginning tomorrow. Newly elected MLAs of India bloc to meet in Ranchi today to elect their leader. India rejects $300 billion annual deal for climate finance at COP29, calls it insufficient. And in Test cricket, India in strong position against Australia. And with that, we end the midday news.